Hey guys, it's Mike and Gia here. Thank you so much for downloading the catch up. And Gia, you're back.
I know, I'm so glad to be back. I really miss you when I'm not here.
Stop it.
I know. Do you miss me?
A little. Mainly because when I'm here at 5 a.m., it's very lonely and I don't get a lot of human interaction until after 9 o'clock.
Are you seeing the shock on my face? I was actually like expecting you to go, no, not really. Because I'm just hectic. I've got like too much energy sometimes and you have to be like, yo, G, settle.
It depends on if you've managed to sneak a coffee in that time. Yeah. If you sneaked in a coffee at 7 a.m., you are bonkers by 8.
If I have a coffee before 7 o'clock, you're going to have a bad time. That's from a South Park episode.
Yes, I know. Thank you for that reference.
Speaking of TV.
Yes, Lego Masters. It's taken over Australia at the moment. Absolutely brilliant. I'm addicted to it. And I know you are as well.
I've watched every episode. Same. How they make incredible things out of a parrot and how they make last night's episode a bridge that could actually withstand like weight.
Yeah, a lot of weight. 20 even. Plus kilos we're talking. It's insane. It's MasterChef but Lego. It's incredible. And we talked to Jimmy and Maddie from Lego Masters. They are the cutest couple.
They're adorable. And Lego is like a part of their relationship, really.
It was built around it. Pardon the pun.
No, but it was a part of their proposal, even their marriage. Like their actual wedding day had Lego bits in it. So they are pretty fun. They're a great chat.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Maddie actually has kissed Liam Hemsworth before.
Jealous of her.
We asked her about then how Jimmy reacted when he found that out.
I had to really hold myself back from going, so what did his lips feel like?
Okay, chill out.
Was it a firm pressured kiss?
Okay, chill. It was in the context of a TV show. Maddie was an actress.
Yeah,
that's
so it
why.
Was a professional kiss.
A professional kiss, yes.
Not how I'll remember it when I think about it later.
Also, throwback throwdown. This was your chance to go with back-to-back wins.
Yes, and I picked the Veronicas Untouched. You picked Silverchair's Anthem for the Year 2000.
Yeah, now the cool thing here is the winner of Throwback Throwdown today is actually going to be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, so make sure you keep listening through to find out the winner. And then, you know, if you're pretty excited about it, which we are, listen in tomorrow morning.
Totally. Plus, you are about to hear right now a chat about Uno rules.
Uno rules.
Uno.
Uno.
We'll get back to this at a later date.
It's Uno.
About the house rules. And Uno have told us what is allowed and what isn't.
And apparently we've been playing Uno wrong for our whole lives. And apparently saying it wrong too, if you want to believe how it's said from Mike.
You're going to hear that right now. And a whole bunch of other stuff in this catch up. Thank you so much for downloading. We will catch you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
MNEK and Zara Larsson, Never Forget You. Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 6:23.
We've been playing Uno wrong our whole lives.
This is helpful information because whenever you get stuck, whenever you've been like traveling and stuff, and your entertainment resources are reduced to a deck of Uno cards.
Excuse me, it's one of my go-to choices when I'm having a get together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love board games and I love Uno. It's so much fun. But you know, most times when you play with people, you all have your own house rules.
Yeah.
So you've got to double check, like, can you pick up, put down, all that stuff.
It's like Monopoly rules in a way.
Yes, exactly right. So, but, you know, have taken to Twitter.
Uno. Sorry.
It's Uno.
Sorry, we'll get back to it. Go for it.
No. Explain why you think Uno is the way to say it.
Because Uno means one, and the aim of the game is to get down to one card, and then Uno, okay. Dos, tres.
Okay, whereas because we speak English, and the correct English pronunciation is Uno, due to the fact that the vowel is followed by a consonant, followed by another vowel, which makes that first vowel sound like a U, not a U.
Okay, we're going to have to go to a poll on
this
later on.
I think we need to get an English expert on the show.
But or Uno is Spanish.
Okay, a language expert. Fine. Either way, they have taken to Twitter and they've finally cleared up a rule that we have all been playing with for sure, no matter what your house rules are.
Yeah, right.
And that is, if you put a draw four down, you cannot be putting a draw four on top of it.
Oh, right. And so it stacks on. So now you're drawing like six or eight or whatever it may be.
Yes. So like everyone plays for this rule specifically. Mm. You want someone to end up picking up 12 cards and struggle to be holding them all in hand going, oh my God, it's so many cards. And then all of a sudden you're down to one and they have 24 in their hands.
You know, and it's caused arguments. It's broken families that doing that rule. And I think Uno are just trying to bring families back together.
Oh, but that's a sookie way to play it. Somebody's actually gotten so outraged by it, going, my deck, my rules, someone's eating plus 24. Another person online has said, the instruction book says house rules can apply, so delete this tweet, please. Okay. The people are just not having it. But yeah, I mean, it turns out we've been playing it wrong the whole time.
So can you do a draw four on top of a draw four?
No, and you can't do... This was weird, but you can't do a draw two on top of a draw four. That's a no-no.
Okay.
Which apparently some people have been playing that way, which I find bizarre.
Okay.
I was playing a game of Uno on the weekend, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of the questions was asked when we first started laying out these house rules, can you put doubles down? And I was like, what do you mean?
Doubles.
Yeah, right. They said, we play where if you have two of the same card in your hand, you put them both down at the same time.
That's not how it works.
It's not a rule. So in a way, I'm like happy, you know, we're just stamping out all these incorrect rules because we need to get this sorted.
Really helpful of Uno to get this all back on track for us. So thank you so much.
I'm going to contact them and just get everything cleared up. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this will solve all arguments in households going forward. Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 641. Thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
I played The Good Girlfriend over the weekend.
Congrats.
Yep, I finally went to one of Tom's soccer games.
That's a big undertaking.
Yeah, because I don't do the watching sport thing really a lot.
Just be helpful, just be glad he's not a cricketer.
Oh, I know, I used to date a cricketer, and that's why I don't date him anymore. Now I'm dating a soccer player because I'm like, okay, an hour and a half, I can, I guess, do that. And I finally was like, all right, I'll just go. Because he plays in a pretty top grade on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in A-League, but not too far off. And he was very excited about me coming. And we're walking to this game, you know, hand in hand, swinging along. And I was so pumped and I was, you know, doing the right thing. And then all of a sudden we get like maybe 50 metres away from the ground.
Yeah.
And he, like, let go of my hand, like, fully, like, sort of pushed it, like, let go.
Oh, like
go.
He purposely, like, dropped it.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And I was like, what's going on?
Hurtful.
Like, what did I do? Like, what have I done wrong in, like, 2 seconds without even saying anything? Usually I say bad things by accident because I don't think things through. But I hadn't done anything wrong and he was just like, hey, babe, I can't hold your hand walking into the ground.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? Who's going to be there that you don't want me seeing holding your hand?
Yeah.
And then he revealed to me that the team have a fine list, as in paying a fine.
Oh, like a, yeah.
And at the start of the season, it was revealed what you would get fined for breaking a bunch of different rules.
Okay.
So it includes things like if you get a yellow card, you have to pay $5 to the club.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, at the end of the year, it all goes towards the end of year trip. So you get it back and you're all having fun.
Oh, okay, right, yep.
What I didn't realise, though, is that they've included some not game-related things on this fine list.
So things that are off the field.
Yes, and apparently holding your missus's hand gets a $10 fine if they see you, if your teammates see you rocking up to the game.
Not like in everyday life.
Oh,
just
no,
like
if they drive past you on the street holding hands, they're not going to fine you. But if you are in, like, training, if you're at a game and you get seen holding hands or kissing your partner, anything, you get fined $10.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
I know, and I was stinging a little bit because I was like, damn you, I want to hold your hand. And then when we walked in, I was like still churning on it, still cranky, and I was just like, I'm going to just embarrass the crap out of him right here. And he runs off to go join the team to start the game, and I was like, bye, honey, I love you so much. Hold hands later, yeah? And he just looked back at me, and he was so mad. He was so mortified. And I was just like, whatever, that'll teach you not to hold my hand.
that is a lesson learned.
Like, am I not worth $10?
Right, exactly. It was like, at that point you say like, okay, well, it's $10 every time I rock up with you to training.
Yeah, that's
like,
it. You want me to come to your game? I'm going to hold your hand,
cost you $10. Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 22 minutes past 7.
Okay, casting. So crazy right now.
Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown.
Rewind it back.
Oh,
It's Old School with Mike and Gia on Hit 105.9.
It is a throwback throwdown, and that also means Gia's opportunity to go two for two.
Yeah, look, I said I'd be an underdog in this competition, and I think today I may just prove myself correct in that assessment.
Really? Okay. Well, yeah. The confidence has been beaming from you all morning.
Because every week we pick a song each, and they go head-to-head, yep. And the people of the Central West vote which one they want to hear. And I was beaten out quite a few times in a row for not picking well enough.
Yes. Right now, the score is sitting at 6 wins to me, 3 wins to you.
Yes, and I won last week, which has given me confidence to win again this week.
All right, well, let's go through our song choices. Mine this morning is... Anthem for the Year 2000 by Silverchair.
I'm not going to lie, I have a soft spot for Silverchair because we are both from Newcastle, Silverchair and I originally.
It's a good, it's a very good song.
It's not a bad song, but I think that my pick of the Veronica's Untouched is better.
That is a strong song.
Even you're dancing along right now.
Don't give it away. Okay.
It's a banger. Absolute banger.
I reckon it's cult status at this point.
I mean, it's getting there. But then again, so is that song from Silverchair. Yeah. So what it's really going to come down to here, I think, is our pitches as to why you should vote for our songs.
It's almost like an Aussie throwback throwdown today. Silverchair versus the Veronicas.
Accidentally. Brilliant.
Yeah. All right. Who wants to go first in the pitch?
I'm going to let you do it.
You're going to let me go first?
Yeah. I'm going to simmer on what I want to say.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Mm. Let's do it. 30 seconds is on the clock. Silverchair Anthem for the Year 2000, released in February of 1999. This song was almost like an anthem for the youth at the time. It was talking about politicians and fascism. It spoke to a generation and it spoke to a lot of people around the world because it went in top 10 in Australia, Canada, in New Zealand as well. Even cracked some charts in the US and UK too. And it's a bit darker. You know what? Something different for Throwback Throwdown. We're going dark. We're going Silverchair Anthem for the Year 2000. Vote right now.
I like that you always just seem to manage to fill up that time properly. Like, you utilise the 30-second timer.
Well, this is good practice for you. So, are you ready to go?
Let's do this.
30 seconds on the clock.
Untouched came out back in 2007, but only in recent years has it reached its true status as an all-out anthem. The Veronicas even hit the field day stage earlier this year, 12 years after it was released, to perform the song with the crowd singing along to every single word. It's a song that has to be belted out at top volumes. The iconic violin riff at the start has become iconic and, to be honest, gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. And the song's pace sits at 176 beats per minute, which makes it the perfect song for pounding the pavement, hardcore dance parties, and just about everything in between.
Oh, time is up. Good. That was a good pitch. So now the...
I get so nervous.
Yeah, I know you do. But it is now over to the good people of the Central West.
Yes. So the ways you can vote, call through right now, 13 12 16, or you can hit us up on Hit 105.9 Central West on Facebook or Hit Central West on Instagram. Get your votes in right now.
Yeah, the winning song will be played after 7:30. So if you want to get your votes in right now, you got to do it, 13 12 16.
Yeah. Check it out. Get this body
started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown.
Rewind it back.
On Hit 105.9.
We have picked two songs, unintentionally Aussie songs, this week. Mike, your choice this week was... Make it a feel
in the year 2000. Silverchair's Anthem for the Year 2000.
And I have gone with iconic Aussie girl group, the Veronicas Untouched. Which has everyone in the studio right now dancing in their seats. And we have put it out there on 13, 12, 16 and up on our social pages. Scotty piped up on Facebook saying, sorry, Gia, you usually have the winner, but Mike wins this week hands down. Silverchair all the way.
He clearly does not see the fact that I'm in the lead with the amount of wins.
I obviously pick songs that Scotty can appreciate at least.
Okay, clearly.
Jazz has chimed in saying the Veronica's Untouched. Great pick, Gia.
Okay.
Ray on my way to 10K messaged through on Instagram saying Mike's pick 100%.
Okay, well, we're going to the phones right now on 13, 12, 16. We've got Angie on the line. Angie, are you going to go for my pick of Silverchair, Anthem for the Year 2000, or Gia's pick of the Veronicas Untouched?
Totally Gia's pick this week. I'm sorry.
Oh. It's a banger, right, Angie?
It really is. And look, that the Silverchair song, I had to think about which was that song, you know? Like, they've had bigger hits and that was not one of them.
Oh, but whereas this is the biggest Veronica's hit, hands down. And, like, you've got to sing along to it. Are you a sing-along to this song, Angie? You know,
oh,
you
yes,
belt
I
it
am.
Out. Yeah, that's
I'm
what
a
I thought.
Sing-along to just about everything.
Apart from Silverchair's anthem for the year 2000, of course.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
The shade.
Thank you so much for casting your vote, Angie.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
Throwback Throwdown is not about playing a song that we play all the time. It's about finding those hidden gems like Silverchair.
Excuse me, how often do we play the Veronica's Untouched? Like, seriously, not very often, but it is seemingly neck and neck at the moment. So why don't we cross over to the tally room right now, Liana? Oh, you must be crunching these numbers hard and fast.
I sure am. They are coming in hot and fast. There's still time to get your votes in. But you're right, Gia, it is neck at neck.
Really?
But you know what? Head to our Facebook page and our Instagram and get your last-minute votes in.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Your last-minute votes. Get them in. Hit 105.9 Central West on Facebook, on Instagram, 13 at 12, 16. The winning song gets played next. Hit 105.9.
Check it out. Get this body started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown. Rewind it back. On Hit 105.9.
This is the moment of truth, Gia. Throwback Throwdown. The winning song will be played in moments. Quickly, let's go through our choices. Gia, your pick today was...
Air punching in here. I'm like ready for this song to play. Yes, let's do it.
The Veronica's Untouched. I went with... Silverchair, anthem for the year 2000. A bit darker.
Instant downer after hearing Untouched.
You know
just
what?
Just saying.
Yeah, it's but this is an anthem, an angry anthem, but it's an anthem.
Well, we are letting the people decide on 13, 12, 16 and on our social pages. It has been neck and neck all this way. Liana, oh, how's it sitting right now? We are about to find out who's winning. What's it looking like?
It's looking pretty good. We got last-minute votes from Tammy and Adrian, which pushed the percentage up to 55%.
That is
Whoa.
Close.
55-45 is like the closest we've had so far.
That is our closest, absolutely. Shall we do a drum roll then?
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
And the winner is, at 55%, Gia with Untouched.
Yay! Yes.
Okay, I get it. Well done. Congratulations.
Let's just get it on. Let's get dancing, people.
The Veronica's Untouched. The winner of Throwback Throwdown on Hit 105.9. Good morning. Untouched. The Veronica's Untouched. With Untouched. The winner of Throwback Throwdown. You are puffed out.
Oh, I had a hardcore dance session in here this morning.
You really did. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. You're such a humble loser. we will play again next week. You'll probably win, let's be real. But look, while Liana from the Tally Room was in this studio right now, I thought we'd have a quick chat about Makeup Free May because, as you know, I'm going up the month without makeup of any kind.
Yep.
And Liana jumped on board with this with me. And it was our first weekend without. Like, when you come to work every day, it's a little bit daunting. But the idea of a social life and a social calendar without, how did you deal with it, Liana?
Look, I'm going to be honest. It's hard because, you know, you always wear makeup. It's what you're used to. And then suddenly when you can't wear makeup and you opt in not to wear makeup, you want to wear it even more.
So how'd you go? You didn't wear any over the weekend?
No, I didn't actually go out anywhere.
Okay.
Well, that helps.
To be fair, I didn't actually leave the house.
Is that because you couldn't wear makeup, though?
No.
You subconsciously were just like, I'm not going to leave the house.
No, that is not the reason why.
Well, you got through it. We got through it together. High five.
High five.
Yeah, well done.
Look, I had a really stressful weekend with this. I'm not going to lie. This was the hardest thing. I mean, we're only 7 days in now, really.
Yeah.
And I hadn't really thought about it when I committed to this, but I was going to an awards night, like a full proper awards night with my boyfriend.
Like black tie almost.
Yeah, it was. It was black tie.
Oh, gosh.
And it only hit me the day of. I was like, I can't wear makeup to the awards night where there's going to be photos taken. I'm supposed to be getting dressed up. And it was full proper. So I knew that there was going to be women there that were dressed to the nines, cake face full of makeup.
Mm.
And I had a bit of a breakdown, I'm not going to lie. Like, I almost cried.
Just because you couldn't wear makeup?
Yeah, like, it seems crazy. It seems ridiculous. But I just kept talking to myself going, but, like, I don't go out to fancy things very often and I don't get dressed up very often and I just want to look beautiful. And I had to catch myself out and be like, why? Like, why is it that my idea of being beautiful and getting dressed up and feeling good for a night is so tied with that idea of wearing makeup?
Yeah.
And I almost did. I almost put on makeup.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought, I'll just sneaky, I'll get away with it, nobody will know. And then all of a sudden I was like, no, this is exactly the reason that I'm doing Makeup Free May. It's so that we can break these shackles of feeling like we have to wear makeup. Mm-hmm. It's great to have fun. It's great to go out on a weekend or on a night out and get done up and feel fancy, but you don't have to be beautiful.
Exactly. And you cross the hardest hurdle. So congratulations.
Surely the rest of this month will fly by. I hope nothing else is that hard. Because tears, no doubt, almost tears actually happened.
Exactly. But you'll be all right. Jonas Brothers, Sucker, Hit 105.9. Pink, Walk Me Home, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia. 21 minutes past 8, thanks to Tony Lay Motor Group. Now, joining us on the line from Lego Masters, it is Jimmy and Maddie.
Now, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wanted to ask, last night it was an engineering build. You had to build a bridge and it had to actually withstand a bit of weight. Were you surprised at how you went?
So much pressure. My grandpa actually used to build bridges in World War II. So I was like, oh no, I'm so scared that I won't, live up to grandpa's standards. But we surprised ourselves, didn't we, Matt?
Oh, totally. To be perfectly honest, like, coming into the competition, I said to Jimmy, as long as we don't get some kind of, like, engineering bridge build or, like, a car, we'll be right. And sure enough.
And there it was.
The bridge came up. But look, I think, you know, at the end of the day, we just, you know, put all our skills and, you know, talent that we've sort of learned so far to the test.
And then we sort of just faked the rest.
Yeah. No, but you did such a good job. Now, you were there, you like you said, you're not engineers, absolutely. So if you...
Oh, how can you tell?
Now, if you could design your own Lego Masters challenge, what would you have you and the other teams make?
Oh,
that's a good question. Oh, Jimmy, what would we... Maybe, like, the apartment build was pretty cool because I was thinking, like, you know, our dream home. But maybe you could expand on that and do, like, you know, our dream sort of suburb and do, like, kind of like an epic kind of, like, city build again. But, like, yeah, a bit fantasy, I suppose, a bit of a fantasy.
Yeah, I think as a massive nerd, I'd love to make some kind of mythical creature. I think that'd be pretty cool. But, yeah, I mean, I don't want to give too much away because there's so many more challenges to come.
Yeah, well, you are quite creative, and I feel like those things that you've just mentioned do play up those certain skills, which would be so cool to see. And I'm fingers crossed that one of those comes to light later on in the season. And now, look, Lego has played, like, a super important part the whole way through your relationship, not just this little stint on a TV show, right?
Totally.
Oh, totally. Yeah, hilariously, Jimmy and I, you know, we met basically being big kids. We worked for a children's charity, dressing up as superheroes and hanging out in hospitals and just being silly. And
yeah. When I met a girl who doesn't mind dressing up as a superhero, and then I found out that she was into Lego, just like Beyonce says, I had to put a ring on it.
Fair enough. Now, speaking of relationships, Maddie, you have you've been an actress in the past, and how did your relationship fare when Jimmy found out that you have kissed Liam Hemsworth before?
Not going to lie, when I saw that article, I had to have a bit of a chuckle, being a secret actress.
Oh, yes, secret actress.
So funny.
But, look, hilariously, it was, such a fun show working on The Elephant Princess many, many years ago up on the Gold Coast. We filmed up there at the Warner Brothers studio. But, look, Jimmy did know about my with Liam Hemsworth, so, you know, he was well aware, but...
She still won't tell me who the better kisser was, though.
That was our next question!
Yeah, look, I've grown a bit of a beard and have stubble, so, you know, I'm trying to compete with the Hemsworth brothers in that department, but, yeah, look...
definitely not dissing Miley's taste, but I think I've won out here.
I mean, let's be real. Liam probably didn't have a love of Lego like Jimmy has. You know, you guys are practically soulmates. It's awesome to see. And it's so fun to watch you guys, you know, just being the cutest couple ever, building Lego together. Aww. It's just a love story for our generation.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, we're having a ball and, yeah, just hope everyone else is enjoying it as much as us and getting out their Lego boxes watching.
Absolutely. Well, Lego Masters, it's back tonight again at 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Jimmy and Maddie from Lego Masters, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy. Have a good one.
Usher and Will.i.am, OMG, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 8.52, and OMG, we have a royal baby.
Finally, the news we've all been waiting for. Meghan and Harry have given birth to a beautiful bouncing boy. He came in at 3.2 kilograms. He was pretty late.
Yeah, very
to
late.
Be honest.
Over a week late or something.
Yeah, but we have finally got the royal baby. And look, to be honest, Prince Harry was pretty shocked, which I think is fair enough for a new father.
How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension. But we're both absolutely thrilled and so grateful to all the love and support for everybody out there. From everybody out there, it's been amazing. So we just wanted to share this with everybody.
The poor guy's shell shocked at this point.
He's like, I've just seen a whole human come out of my beautiful wife, and it was weird and wonderful, and I don't even know what to say.
And now the thing is, we don't know what the baby's called yet. Bookie's favourites at the moment, by the way, are Albert is coming in first place, then Arthur, Alexander, and then James, and then Philip is an outside chance.
Boring.
Yeah. Well, royal names are going to be boring. They're not going to call the baby like Nevaeh or something.
Why not? They've broken all of the rules with this baby. You know, they didn't have it at the same hospital and they're just doing things differently. Why not a different name?
Doesn't
the
Queen have to approve it though?
She does, but I mean, she doesn't pick it herself.
No, true.
They just go, here's what we're thinking. She goes, okay.
I like that one.
That one's all right. We will deal with that. But it is the seventh in line to the throne, and we don't have to wait too long to see pictures.
Oh, great.
Apparently, Harry this morning in a press conference said that we are going to see in about 2 days' time. They'll make another announcement and show some pictures of the baby.
Very exciting. Well, congratulations to Harry and Meghan. This is happy news.
Yeah, big news of the day. And it pretty much caps off our show for the morning.
It does. That's pretty much it for us. If you miss anything, you can get the catch up at hit.com.au or download the Hit app. In a day where Gia, you won Throwback Throwdown.
I did indeed with the Veronica's Untouched. And look, I have to make a bit of a confession.
What's up?
I was overexcited. And on the back of my win, I reached out to the Veronica's.
Wait, did you? You could just reach out to the Veronica's?
I sent them a message on Facebook and they're coming on the show tomorrow.
Wait, what? We've got the Veronica's?
The Veronica's are going to be joining us fresh off the back of their Throwback Throwdown win tomorrow morning on the show right here.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not even kidding.
This is amazing. All right, the Veronica's on the show tomorrow morning. Can't wait. That's 6 a.m. We will catch you tomorrow.
Right here on Hit 105.9. Make sure you tune in.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.